An intriguing soccer match is taking place in England today. It's captured the imagination of soccer fans around the globe, including our correspondent Philip Reeves, who sent us this letter.
The English are obsessed with their age-old class system. They talk about it all the time. Class even exists in their favourite sport, soccer, football as it's known here. The aristocrats are the likes of Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool, and above all, Manchester United. In football, as in life, the aristocrats usually play amongst themselves. Once in a while, though, they get thrown in with the lower orders. Today is one such occasion. In an hour or two, Manchester United are to play Crawley Town. United are top of England's world-renowned Premier League. Little Crawley aren't even in the English Football League. Most English people would struggle to find Crawley on the map. It's tucked amid the grim concrete sprawl around London's second airport, Gatwick. These two teams have been thrown together by the oldest, greatest tournament in English football, the FA Cup. The English love this contest for exactly these upstairs, downstairs moments. If Crawley win today, they'll be down to the last eight. No non-league side have gone that far since the Second World War. This would require a miracle. Manchester United's won the FA Cup 11 times. Its multi-millionaire players are of the finest pedigree. Crawley's men are generally also Rans, tough pros who tried for the big time but didn't quite make it. Now they have a second chance. Less than 2,000 fans usually turn up for Crawley Town's regular home games. Today's match is at Manchester United's Old Trafford, one of sport's legendary arenas. 75,000 spectators will greet Crawley's men as they trot out nervously onto this hallowed turf. Millions more will be watching on TV. Crawley's fans are praying fate smiles on their leading goalscorer, a guy called Tubbs. Manchester United fans will be more relaxed, knowing Wayne Rooney can always be called on if they need him. Rooney's one of the world's great players. His pay packet's so fat, it takes him just 3 days to earn the sum Crawley's believed to have paid to buy Tubbs from another equally obscure club. This won't stop many English from rooting for Tubbs and his friends, hoping in this time of revolutions, football's mighty elite take a beating. This includes the hugely popular Sun newspaper, voice of Britain's working class, known for its witty headlines. It's sponsoring Crawley because it says the English love nothing more than a Sunderdog. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
This is NPR News.